It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. On this victorious Saturday morning, that was Friday night, and how about those Blue Demons traveling North Polk last night? Beautiful setting. Finally got to see this football team on some solid footing, and they displayed their athleticism, their speed last night, and Albia gets a win. They moved to a perfect 4-0 on the year, and we're going to talk about last night's contest with the coaching staff here in the press box. Got Coach Staten in the house, Coach Hill, and Coach Folkert's going to talk about that tough, tough defense. Talk about those linebackers a lot, making tackles, but kudos to that defensive front. You know, they're really doing their job, assignment football, and controlling that line of scrimmage, and with the type of linebackers that are not just quick, but they're punishing when they get to the football. This makes this Albia football team really, really tough to score on. Blue Demons get the win 53-21 in spite of a turnover out of the bat. Albia turned the football over inside the red zone, and on the second play from scrimmage, North Polk scored. And the resilience and the bounce back of this football team, and as I said last night on the Coach's Corner or the Coach's Show, this team really mimics their head coach, who's steady as it goes, and no panic, no rush, just go to work. And that's the way this Blue Demon football team played for four quarters of football last night. Two platoon football once again showed itself, and Coach Folkerts is here, and we'll talk about that conditioning, because as we have found, a common theme in Albia football is the longer we play, the better we get, and that's a motto that lives out on a football field on Friday nights. We'll take a look at the scores from around the area when we come back. Coach Staten and Coach Hill, Coach Folkerts, and a crew of guys here to talk about last night's football win. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, on the Coach's Corner, right here, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seefirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have two new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and MediaCom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to your Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning. Hawks play 11 o'clock. Cyclones off this weekend. And boy, it should have been the other way around after last Saturday. I think the Hawks needed a weekend off. I sure need a weekend off from, oh man, you talk about a rough afternoon. And then to top that off with, it really stinks to be a man of your word sometimes. And it really is a struggle, Coach. But I felt like I went through McDonald's last night and I stole Ronald McDonald's jersey. So on the way back home, I made Dan Stocker, who's a loyal Cyclone fan, stop by McDonald's and we gave back Ronald his shirt. But kudos to a great football program. Iowa State got the win last Saturday, so I have to just nod my head and say congratulations, and the better team won that on that Saturday. Let's take a look at the Friday Night Lights big board scores from last night. Mount Pleasant, a winner over Sheraton last night, 57-33. It was Iowa City Regina getting by Avil Blakesburg Fremont, 38-6. Mormon Trail sneaks by Wayne, 38-27. In district action, it was PCM and Moreau over at Davis County, 50-6, the final score there. BGM of Brooklyn gets by North Mahaska, 35-21. Sigourney Kyoto in a really good football game that we thought would be a featured matchup. Sigourney Kyoto sneaks by Pella Christian, the Eagles, 29-27. It was Dowling losing to Valley last night in another thriller, 24-21. Centerville all over Clark last night, 35-14. Oskaloosa, a bounce-back win there for Oskaloosa, 44-30 over Sadell. Ottumwa in its second overtime game in consecutive weeks. In double overtime this time, an onside kick and a field goal into the win. And Indianola gets the win, 32-26. Pella, a winner last night over Norwalk, 38-14. It was CMB, 34, and Nevada, 19. Carlisle and Knoxville won last night. Carlisle the winner, 51-28. Washington all over Fairfield, 42-12. It was Van Buren over Waco, 48-23. Another eight-man action. It was Lamoni over Moravia, 54-12. Twin Cedars, a homecoming victory over Seymour, 68-8. And it was Melcher Dallas all over Harmony last night, 68-8. So a little copycat right there. HLV Victor, 79-6. And one thing these scores have in common is they must be mimicking Coach Farrington's offensive prowess, because look at all those points up on the board. Coach Farrington does not come in here unless he scores more than 50 points. And we've got him in here tonight, or this morning. Montezuma, winner last night, 25-0 over Linville Sully. Was Pekin over New London, 54-7. Lone Tree over Cardinal, 41-14. Kirksville, Missouri is down by Hannibal, 48-9. And it was Southeast Warren getting by Clarinda Academy, 42-16. Mediapolis, a common opponent in the past, gets by Central Lee, 42-6. And Williamsburg over Louisa Muscatine, 35-8. And Pleasantville last night gets by Nottoway Valley, a shutout there, 13-0. That's the score. Look at your scoreboard from last night. Albia, of course, a winner, 53-21. And I got the Hall of Fame head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Jerry Staten, sitting next to me. Coach, for consecutive weeks here, your team found itself trailing right out of the gate, and that's a sign of a really good team is how they respond to adversity. And last night, the fumble, you know, and so momentum's suddenly going their way. Their fans are in it. Their team's in it. Two plays from scrimmage, and they've put seven up on the scoreboard. And I really like the resolve of your football team. Obviously, everyone's disappointed in the fumble and the score, but this football team just has a way of bouncing back.
Well, you remember the Rocky III movie when Clubber Lang was destroying everybody and Rocky in the championship bout let him smack him right in the mouth, and his reply was, "You ain't so bad, you ain't so bad." And then he hung on and had a victory over Mr. T. Somehow we get the idea that these opponents we're facing are inferior, that we're better than they are, and all we have to do is show up, and that's really not true. We faced a very good football team last year that took advantage of their opportunities. And if we don't play our best, it's not going to be a pretty sight. It is a testament to our tenacity and our hearts and our competitive spirit that we did come back. If you spot a team 6 points and give them that momentum, sometimes it's hard to get it stopped. And this football team found a way. In our afterglow, I don't really like to beat a team up on a win. When we win, it's a victory, and we'll celebrate that. On Monday, we'll go to work on fixing what's wrong. So we have to get our minds straight. We have to be ready to play each and every game. And you know, one or two plays can make the difference in a ball game, and they made plays. That was a team that really was hungry for a victory, and they felt they were superior to us, and for part of that game they were playing superior to what we were doing. But in the end, we got the job done, and that's what really matters the most.
Coach, we'll talk about the offense here in a little bit, but again, your defense really continues to impress me. And that defensive backfield of yours, you know, a couple of sophomores starting back there, a young defensive backfield, and you have faced really four straight opponents with outstanding quarterbacks. I think last night's as good as any in terms of throwing the football, and they were really challenged all night long. And the receivers ran really good routes and some really big receivers. So for your young guys to really come up and hold them to only 21 points and a couple of scores coming on short drives, that's a sign of a really good defensive backfield.
Well, we do have a good defense, and we started putting pressure on the quarterback, and he wasn't quite as effective when he had a lot of pressure coming at him. But you have to remember, those sophomores are halfway through the season now. They're veterans. They're not rookies anymore, and they're better than some people think they are. They think that because they're a sophomore, they can't play. But those are good players, and they have a lot of heart. We got our hands on some balls that we'd like to have pulled in and take them back. We did get a nice interception and returned it down deep for a short field. But I like our defense. We sharpen up on tackling a little bit. There are a couple times in our secondary we didn't tackle like we want to, but that's something that's correctable. We don't have to say, gee, we have to go find some new people to play the position. We just have to, you know, work on getting better. Each guy do his part, do his 1/11th, and everybody work to get better. But those young players are pretty good. And if you let a quarterback stand back there and get 5-6 counts, I could probably find an open receiver with 6 counts. I probably couldn't get him the ball, but I could find him. And that's an old guy looking back there. So we got to make the quarterback scramble and get after things. And we have to respect all opponents and fear none. There isn't a team on our schedule that couldn't get us if we don't play our best, and there's not anybody on our schedule we can't beat if we play our best. So that's our challenge, and you know, be the best Albia that we can be.
Coach, this defensive backfield is really doing an outstanding job, but you go across the defense, and we call out these linebackers over and over again. And as I was going off the air last night, and kudos to a really fast and physical linebacking crew that just sniffs out the football. They're like magnets. The football's magnets to these guys. But that defensive front, sometimes lost and all that, they are really doing an outstanding job of controlling the line of scrimmage. And as you mentioned, it became difficult for that quarterback to throw the football when he was starting to get some pressure from our D-line and those blitzing linebackers.
Well, I'm glad Coach Folks is here to talk about his guys. You know, they're ahead of offensive linemen, the defensive line is as far as getting recognition, because they get their name announced over the PA if they go sack the quarterback or make a big tackle. And poor offensive linemen, they only get attention when they don't do things right. We need to watch more television. One thing we don't do as a team is watch football on Saturdays and Sundays. You can learn a lot. You can learn that if the ball goes 10 yards, it's a live ball. And, they kicked a pooch kick, and I heard somebody yell, "Get away from it." Well, get away from it. That's a live ball, and they got on it. And we need to know those kinds of things. That's just elementary football. And we cannot give them a gift TD to start off the game. These are all correctable things. We're not sitting here saying, "Well, gee, we got to go find a new player at this position or that player." We make the ones that are there better. And our defense and our offense and our special teams are like ham and eggs and coffee. They all go together, and they complement each other. When one isn't doing quite as well as it could, then one of the others got to step up. You got to win two out of the three of those phases of football to win the game. And if you win three out of three, you had a nice time. One out of three, it's shaky. The other team's going to have to make some mistakes to do that. So we got to just keep working to get better, and people need to stop thinking about the other team's record and realize that beating Albion now, that could be a season maker for some teams. They might not do well against everybody else, but they can get Albion, that's a big win. And I'd rather be that than be everybody's homecoming game.
It's kind of nice to be being chased rather than chasing. And so, but that comes with a little extra pressure, as you mentioned, Coach. And this football team, coming off a trip to the Dome last year, lots of returning players. The community has been, and I think will always be excited about football. But the expectations, and then the add-on to that, everybody's really gunning for you. The kids got to not only overcome a football field, but the physicality of it. They also overcome the mental part of the football game as well.
Well, yesterday is history, and talking about what we did last year or even what we did last week is pretty much irrelevant to what is going on now. And God put the eyes of man in the front of his head so he can look forward, and not in the back of his head so we can see what happened in the past. I think you learn from the past, but you don't dwell on it, and you don't think about what you did yesterday, because yesterday is history, and today is the present. That's why they call it a gift. And we have to make the most out of today. And, I want these kids to celebrate their victory. It was hard-earned. We deserved it. And then come back with a new vow to get better and correct the things that need correcting. And I certainly hope that everybody that's listening to this radio program will get down to the theater this evening and take in the movie that's free. Our community leaders have rented it for anybody that wants to go free, When the Game Stands Tall. And it really tells a story about family and what football should be like. And I hope what it's like here in Albion, and it's not like that everywhere you go. And that's a great opportunity to go see that. Our players are all going to go in a group as well. And they're going to be down there at 5:30 to sign autographs if anybody wants to get an autograph of a player. And they've asked Coach Folkerts and Coach Farrington to be there to sign autographs too, so that'll be kind of neat. Probably the first time they've like ever signed an autograph.
Mosquito repellent, Coach. you probably should have held that one back, but you can even get your picture taken with Coach Farrington if you want. So for a little extra donation on the side. That is a Blue Pride weekend that's going on, and lots of great reviews from those who made it to the movie last night. Many of them took in their headsets and put a little earpiece in and kept track of the football game last night. 4:30, the showing this afternoon, and we've invited all of our youth football players. It's open to the community, folks, and it is free. Just wear something blue, anything blue representing Blue Pride, and you get in absolutely free of charge. I think they may have some even free popcorn for some of the kids who are wearing blue. And so the 5th and 6th graders are invited 4:30, but you can come to any of the showings. 4:30, then the pep rally that starts with the autograph signing, 5:30, a pep rally at 6:30. 7:30, we're going to have the second showing of when the game stands tall, and the varsity will be there along with the junior high football players. And so a chance to come and shake the hands of some of these outstanding guys. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, continue our conversation here with Coach Staten a little bit, and then catch up with Coach Farrington. Talk about those 53 points that were put up on the board, and then we'll move over to the defensive side and really get to work as this defensive backfield and defensive line wrecking havoc on the football field, and like a bunch of sharks in that old shark tank. A little drop of blood. Look out. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project, and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call, and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have two new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and Mediacom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
Find all of the products you need this fall with Menards Fall Catalog. Stay warm and save money on your energy bills with window insulator kits from 3M. They seal out drafts to help you save money on your heating bills. They're also the clearest insulator kits available. Insulate up to 3 3x5 foot windows with an indoor window kit by 3M, only $5.99. For hot deals on everything to insulate your home, shop Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's your auto loan rate? If it's higher than 1.99% APR, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local CFirst or go to c1stcu.com and apply online to drive down your loan rate today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back to your Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. How about Carter, the Iceman Isley, on his first touchdown run? Albie got down and then found its way back. And Carter Isley, 5 touchdowns. Here's one of them from last night. A thing of beauty.
7-yard line. Albie with the football. Here's a handoff. Isley on his way inside the goal
touchdown.
Line. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman, Isley on the Blue Demon. Touchdown, touchdown, Albia.
Great power run up the middle. Kieran Judge, this lead blocking right up the middle, came off guard between off center and guard right up the middle.
I'm watching Scotty Fry run this board over here. It's a thing of beauty. You know, he's doing his crossover steps like Carter was doing last night on his trap play. Good stuff. Coach, you got to be impressed with the way that he's able to execute on the board, and it reminds me of the way this Albia offense executes on a football Friday night.
Well, clearly Scott's done a lot of practicing. We do a lot of practicing. We keep running the same things again and again and again. Pretty soon you get good at them.
Well, hey, Carter Isley, 288 yards rushing last night. One of the things that stood out for me is that, and I've seen this as a repetition, a thing that's developed out of your really good backs, and you guys have been had nothing but really good backs, is that the running back, when he starts to really get his steps down and gets that hand put out there and waits for his blockers, the patience starts to develop after seeing those blockers get in front of you. The back really starts to take another step forward. And not that Carter had another step to take forward, Coach, after the first 3 weeks, but 288 yards last night, I thought he really started to feel his way down the field.
Well, the real key to that play is timing. And, you know, crossover step and plant gives the linemen time to get their blocks in. We get our pulling guard, our fullback, and our slot back running through the hole. And it just all times out there. And then you got Luke taking it around the corner on the fake, keeping the cornerback, you know, occupied. So it's a matter of time. If you get there too soon, it doesn't work quite as well. If you get there too late, it doesn't work quite as well. But when it's on, it's a thing of beauty.
We're going to talk a lot about Carter's five touchdowns and his running last night. But I want to start with that offensive line, Coach. I tell you what, they are tremendous. They're big guys there. They're physical. But not to get lost in that is that they're also very, very quick to their point of attack.
Well, you know, Coach Dykstra is doing a fantastic job with them. I know I listen to some NASCAR radio stuff. They show that on the TV once in a while. They'll listen to what they're talking about on the radio. And if you could hear Coach Dykstra working with his men at the board, it's just pretty amazing. They're going back and forth. What's going to work? What's not working? Where are they at? What can we do? And they just make so many adjustments during the game that eventually, as you can see, by the second half, I think we scored every time we had the ball to the last drive. And it's just – it's just amazing what those young men are doing.
Talking with Christian and Big T on Friday nights, so they're down there behind you guys on the sidelines, and that's one of the things they mentioned. It's not just a coach talking to, it's talking with. When you can talk with the players, not just to them, you're going to get a lot out of the football, a lot from the point of attack from what's going on in the field. But you know you got guys that are cerebral and are thinking about what they need to do.
Well, cerebral is a good word to describe our players. Anyway, yeah, you know, and with experience comes the knowledge, and they're able to apply that. So it's one of the things we try to do at school is productive group work, and I don't think any place is quite as productive as the football field in a lot of ways, because kids get input in there, and you know, we listen. If they have a suggestion, we're going to call that play, or we're going to make that adjustment, and it's just you know, it's working together rather than we don't dictate to them. We're working together as a group to for the ultimate success, which is the team's victory.
Boy, Coach, a lot of places you can find opportunities for offense out of this offense. You got lots of guys that can contribute with that solid line, as we just mentioned up front. But Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, able to run the football. You've got Carter Isley. You bring Blake Lawless in. Bryce Leshen got some carries last night. Kieran Judge, and he really is starting to really improve his football game. You know, we got to remember, he's only four games into playing that position. And but you got places all over the field, and then you have a quarterback that can run with anybody. And I called him David Copperfield last night because he was a magician with that football. That bootleg where he faked the handoff and put that on his hip, that was a thing of beauty.
Well, Luke always has worked real hard on his fakes, and he always carries out the fake all the way around the corner and past the line of scrimmage, and it does keep the D-backs occupied. And, you know, I was a little surprised that North Polk stayed in a three-deep zone the whole night. The way we were running the ball up the middle, you got to get 9 or 10 guys in the box, but they never did. So, you know, we didn't do anything fancy in the passing game, certainly, but we just kept running what was working. And finally, on the last drive, we decided to send Luke around the corner, and great blocking there again. And then Matt Baker, you're talking about his running ability, but he just pancaked some kid out there on the edge on that touchdown run. That was just as beautiful as anything else he's done on the football field.
Coach, 453 yards rushing on the night. It really wasn't a balanced attack because we had 0 yards passing. But part of the depth of our football team is that this really is
a very balanced, a potential to be a very balanced offense. We haven't had to throw the football because we've ran it so well, but Luke Sarver can hurl the football around the football field, and you've got some guys that really can create separation out there to throw it to. So this, you know, not throwing the football last night wasn't that we can't throw the football. It was about we didn't need to throw the football.
Well, clearly North Polk did. They kept hanging back there waiting for us to throw. We threw it effectively last week, especially at the end of the first half. We can throw the ball, but it's kind of hard to call a pass play when you're picking up 10 yards every time you hand the ball off. So, you know, we're going to run what works and run it till the other team stops it.
Well, 9 yards of carry in the first half for Carter Isley, and you know, you don't know if you can how you can improve on that, and he gets 9.8 in the second half. So, 288 yards. You know, Coach, he's starting to feel his way down the field, waiting for his blockers, but he runs with the football like he's a blocker. He's knocking people over. At one time, it looked like he had a black cape on. He was carrying so many black jerseys down the field.
Well, I kicked on the TV today, and I saw the Channel 8 highlights, and there was, you know, Carter scoring a touchdown, and then Kieran just ran over three or four kids to get a touchdown, and our fans look good on TV, you know, our uniforms look real good on that field turf, so, you know, we're an exciting team to watch. We're exciting on the running part right now, and, you know, I find those plays just as exciting as a long pass because there's a lot more action there. There's people getting ran over, there's blocks being made, there's tackles being missed, and there's ultimately demons scoring touchdowns. That's what it's all about when you're on the offense.
Coach, so how much are you charging for those pitchers tonight?
You know what? I'm in a lot of demand, and I take a lot of hassle around here. I don't know why. Ever since I turned 50, people keep hassling me. But
that's,
you know,
why we scored 50.
Night. Yeah, it's in honor of that. But, you know, only Neil Mick is in the weight room more than I am. So you people picking on me, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. But, you know, pictures are free, I guess, if you really want one. My mom has a lot.
We've heard the mirror in the weight room is nearly worn out from you being in there flexing. So,
it's true.
Some guys come in and use the weights. Other guys come in and use the mirror. So I don't know which one you're in, but Coach. But hey, happy birthday to you! Congratulations. The offense is playing outstanding, and kudos to all the guys and all the contributors. But I want to just tip my hat. That offensive line is really, really tough.
They're doing great.
53 points up on the football field last night. We're going to come back after a quick timeout. Come back and talk to our defensive coaches. Carter Isley's in the house. Brett Freshwater and Blake Lawless here to talk about last night's football game. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project, and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call, and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have two new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and Mediacom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
It's wild. It's the late models. At Knoxville Raceway, anything could happen. The 11th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, presented by Casey's General Stores. September 25th through the 27th, 3 nights of entertainment, excitement, and celebration. Find out who will be the late model champion when the dust settles. Ticket and race info at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Just be here.
On Saturday, September the 20th, from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., you'll want to be at Nelson Pioneer Farm and Museum. They'll be doing demonstrations of steam power threshing, corn husking, music. There'll be children's crafts and games, pioneer skills demonstrations, a fiddler's contest, a pioneer lunch in Bradbury, and a new museum exhibit. Admission to this event is just $5. It's the Nelson Pioneer Farm and Museum 49th Annual Fall Festival. 2211 Nelson Lane, Oskaloosa.
Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or make improvements to your current home, your friendly hometown bank is the place to start. Hi, this is Vanessa with State Bank of Bessie. We offer a variety of home loan products sure to fit your needs. Give me a call today to schedule an appointment. State Bank of Bessie, with 3 locations to serve you: Bessie, La Villa, and at the end of the strip mall next to Walmart in Oskaloosa. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking Blue Demon football. 53-21, the win last night for Albius. 4-0. What a pretty sound that is. Got the special teams coach and defensive back coach. First of all, Coach, your guys going into last night's contest in the defensive backfield led the entire state's all classes of footballs with the INTs. This is a really good defensive backfield that you guys have. Coach Staten and I talked about that in our opening comments, but you know, some young guys back there, but you guys have really faced some outstanding quarterbacks and rose to the challenge. And as I said, another INT last night for Bear, and your team continues to be the top of the list in terms of all schools, state of Iowa, INTs.
I looked at it as a coach, defensive coach. I look at that in a couple ways. Number one, our offense is doing such a nice job that other teams are going to have to throw to get back into the ball game. So without the offensive side and the points that they put up, other teams aren't going to have to throw as much. The other part that I look at as a defensive back coach is our defensive line does such a great job putting pressure on the quarterback. Our linebackers do a great job filling and getting to where they're supposed to go. So, you know, it makes the defensive backs sometimes look, I don't want to say better than they are, because they are very, very good. But with the help of everybody else doing their job, they get some of the recognition that they deserve. But it's a whole team defensive effort. We work very, very well with Coach O'Duffer, Coach Folkerts, myself, Coach Mick, very, very well trying to figure things out in terms of what are they doing against us, what are they running that's hurting us. And then as you talked on the offensive side, these defensive guys are – most of the time they're not classified as being very smart, but we've got some very smart defensive guys, and they're telling us exactly what they're trying to do and where their guys are going, so we can work on making adjustments.
Well, they've had to go against some really outstanding quarterbacks, and as you said, you know, last night 27 passing attempts, you guys held them to, 50% on the completions, and you know that they're getting challenged, they're getting tested, and you know they're going to get tested the rest of the season, because I think this offense is going to continue to put pressure on the other team to throw the football. And it's kind of fun to watch those guys go back there, because they're not only able to cover up space in a hurry and be in their spots, but man, they're physical to the football as well.
Yeah, that's one of our goals. We want 9, 10, 11 on the ball all the time. And Coach Staten threw a picture out last year from one of our playoff games where all you could see was a little itty-bitty part of the Minneapolis jersey. And these guys saw that picture, and that's fun for them to swarm like they do and get to the ball and force turnovers. But, we're trying to utilize their talents and speed and skills to the best of the defensive ability, and they're doing a nice job executing.
Special teams, special coach in this program. I told Coach last week, and we talked about it quite a bit on the air, is that after the way that you guys played over there in Fairfield on kick coverage, every one of my junior high and fifth and sixth grade kids wanted to be on special teams. And, you know, lo and behold, our eighth grade takes its opening kickoff back for a touchdown. You know, because it becomes a contagious thing.
It does, too. And that's the first that I've heard of that, Jason. But the nice thing is they're watching our players at the high school level. And that's one thing that Coach Staten reminds them a lot. Little eyes are upon you, so make sure that you are doing your best, not just on the football field, but in the community, in the classroom, and be the best person that you can be. Great role models for these young kids, and it's nice. We like special teams, and so all the youngsters that want to be a part of special teams, the more the merrier.
Kickoff coverage has been great, Coach. You guys really, a couple of times it looked like maybe they gotten a big return, and I'm realizing they still have the football inside the 20-yard line. You know, when a big return becomes a 10 or 15-yard kickoff return, that's a good sign that you're doing things right.
Yeah, our goal for that group is to keep them inside the 30-yard line. And the offense into that win last night scored six times. So we kicked into the win six times last night, and overall goal was still inside the 30. So executed very, very well on that. And again, these kids can run. They run, they like to hit, and they cover up the ball very, very well. So we continue to work on it, but that's probably our most consistent special teams.
Coach, congratulations on outstanding group both ways. The special teams special, and our defensive backfield. Man, I'll tell you what, playing some outstanding football.
Thanks, Jason.
Coach Hill, the defensive backs and special teams coach. Let's move to the front of that defense and to the defensive line. And Coach Folker's here with me. Coach, boy, you know, the guys are really doing a great job of controlling that line of scrimmage. And when you got guys behind you that like to flow to the football and bring a little percussion to their hits, you know, it's a lot of fun for those D linemen to go at it. But this is a really physical group that's doing a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, fortunately for me, I've got the depth in our defensive line. Where like last night, we ran six different defensive line, and they're all guys all night long, and to keep them fresh. And you know, Carter starts out on the defensive line, and then the offense wears him out, and then we don't get him back. So the offense is kind of selfish that way. I don't know why, but hey, when you're putting up that kind of numbers, that's fine with me. But we got great depth on the defensive line side, you know. And I look down the list, and I've got all six guys that play for me all got tackles on the stat chart, you know. And you know, Justin had six tackles. You know, Bassett had a couple with the sack, and Trevor Blackford and Josiah Harris, obviously Carter, and then Cody Hindman. You know, they do a great job of filling holes, and which makes it better on our D-backs, you know, because when they can't run the ball, they got to do something. And they're very good at telling me what's going on, and we can make adjustments in a hurry and try to do some different things to change up our rush scheme. And it just makes it fun. It's easier for us when they can communicate and when we can communicate back to them and get the job done.
So. Yeah, one of the things I think is lost in this two-platoon football, you know, we talk about it quite a bit on here, but is that you guys really have a chance to come over when the offense goes out on the football field and gather together for a few minutes. And, you know, what a luxury it is to as a coach to have your guys there, you know, to talk things through. And then, like a bonus, like the little whipped cream on top, is that you got guys that are not – you're not having to just talk to. You're talking with.
Right. And it's a – you know – these guys do a good job of communicating and then also having fun at the same time. And if they can't have fun playing the game, then there is no sense in us even being here, because it's all about having fun. And you know, if we can come out winners on the top, that's even better yet. But for us, you know, if we make a mistake, the mistake isn't magnified near so bad when your offense is putting up 53 points a night too.
21 points, you know, against North Polk. You know, the first eight quarters of football, we'd given up a touchdown. You know, the second half, we have absolutely owned the football field on every Friday night. And that's because our defense is really playing shutdown football and being tested, because you've been tested against some really good opponents. I think you're going to see Pella Christian being a real football team. I think you're going to see Fairfield being a playoff football team. You're going to see North Polk being a playoff football team. These are not the sisters of the poor you guys are playing. And Mount Air, I don't know if they'll lose another game all year.
Yeah, you know, and I said this about the North Polk team. I said, you know, they're a big physical front line. You know, it's I don't know what they had much for on the backside other than number eight, but their line was huge. You know, and they're athletic. That made me a little bit nervous, but I knew our guys could eventually wear them down enough to where we'd be all right. You know, and it's kind of like school. We got quizzed all the first half, and when it come time to take the test, we aced it. So. They did a good job of picking it up, seeing it. You know, sometimes I don't think they believe us during the week that they can do what we say they can do. And then in both cases, the last 2 weeks, we've been able to come out in the second half and tell them this is our field.
Well, Coach, you talked a lot about a really good defensive line. But when I hear your name mentioned, to be quite frank about it, from the guys, it's not about your defensive line. It is about – yes, they do. You know, when you're the conditioning coach and guys are talking superlatives on the positive side of things about their coach and making them get in great condition, it's like a badge of honor to go through your workout program.
Well, it's not just our conditioning. You know, we get so much conditioning when we run two platoon where they're picking up the tempo on both sides of the ball on their practice schedule. So, you know, when they're running plays on offense, they're not just standing there for 5 minutes and then run another play. They're kicking them out of there. On defense, we're constantly running scout plays at our defense, you know, so they're constantly working when we're in individual time. You know, you always keep moving And then when it comes time for conditioning, they really work hard, and we try to change it up so it's not the same thing every night, so it's so monotonous. And some days it's kind of fun, some days it's kind of muddy. They do a good job of responding.
Coach, you got a couple Bulldogs next to you here. Yeah, we're going to talk to Brett Freshwater and Blake Lawless, but man, the linebackers, this defense is a swarm of sharks.
Yeah, that's a testament to the line as well. You know, when you got linebackers sitting here with 27 tackles between the two of them, well, Ryan Sarver sitting there, your top four tackle guys, that means that they're worried about the line and they're taking right. care of the line, and they can't release a guy off the line to go take a linebacker. And when I got tackles coming up to me and saying, "Hey, I'm getting double teamed," I look around and, "Guys, if you're getting double teamed, there's nobody
left.
You're
winning. You're winning. If you got two guys on
linebackers are cleaning up. We got a fantastic linebacker crew and coach there that gets them in there to clean up the mess, usually within a couple yards of the line of scrimmage. So that makes it easier on us as well. And when we do make a mistake, we don't get rode quite so hard because the linebacker's right on top
of us.
Right, so
there. Let's talk to some of those linebackers. Blake Bulldog Lawless. You've been given the nickname, and Coach has a bulldog, and I know he thinks highly of it. But so I know he was giving you compliments when he's calling you the bulldog because, buddy, you are sniffing out the football and getting it done.
Yeah, everybody. It seems like everybody's calling me that now.
It's a contagious thing. It seems to me that you guys really feed off each other. When one guy makes a big hit, the next guy's got to come in and not to show their teammate up, but they say, "Hey, I'm a part of this as well."
Yeah, everybody likes to get in on the action, hit some people.
You know, as a linebacker, you got to be prepared for the run, but you got to read quickly. And with the passing offense that you've seen this last first four weeks, so you guys have been challenged to read and react quickly.
Yeah, you got to read, run, pass. If it's run, you got to get to the football, and if it's pass, you got to get to your drops, make it easier on the D-backs.
15 tackles last night. What a great night. That would be a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, I like to hit people.
Brett Freshwater, hitting people and Brett Freshwater are kind of synonymous on a football field.
Yeah, we were just all flying to the ball. Blake had a lot of tackles. All the linebackers did good. The line did good.
The defensive line, talking about them, they're doing a really good job of really forcing double teams. If the other team doesn't double team them, they're in the offensive backfield, and that really gives you guys those nice lanes to see through and to get through to make those tackles.
Oh, yeah. About every blitz play, me or Blake would come free every time right up the middle.
And I think that's something that gets lost is that on those blitz, you have a spot you got to get to. If that spot is filled up with bodies, you can't get through it or get to the football. And so it's important for the defensive linemen to do their job and take on those blockers.
Yeah, they do a really good job up front, making holes and everything.
This defense, so you guys take a lot of pride in being punishers to the football, don't you?
Yeah, well, everybody likes to hit. We're all physical, fast.
Is there like a competition on the sidelines? You guys talking to hey, I got one big there. You going to step up next time? I know you're not trash talking each other. You're encouraging each other. That's what brothers do, is love each other. But also brothers like to rib each other. But you guys seem like you have a real good bond there.
Yeah, we just want to get all the tackles. Like to punish them.
Brett Freshwater, boy, you guys getting some carries last night. How about that? Carter's over here getting all the carries back there, 280 yards. You guys come out and want to get some of yours. I don't even ask you which side you like better because that's obvious, but getting the carries last night, I know you like to carry the rock as well.
Yeah, when Kieran went down, I had to go in there and block for Carter. I thought the line did good.
You know, blocking for Carter is like this. If you don't get downfield and block for Carter, he's going to be running on your back, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to the Iceman, Carter, the Iceman, Isley, 288 yards. Let's put that headset on. We're going to relive a few of these touchdowns that were the night that Carter Isley had last night.
Get a group there.
Isley on his way inside the 10, getting to the corner. The 5, take it to the house, Carter. The Iceman, Isley, his third touchdown of the night. Touchdown, Albia. Send it, Piersbacher Funeral Home. Touchdown.
Columbia with the football. Second down. Here's a handoff. Isley on his way to the 15 to 10 towards the goal line. Carter the Iceman Isley in for the Blue Demon touchdown. He got through that initial hole that was a huge gaping hole over that left side by that offensive line.
Huge hole over that left side, Carter. That's a kind of a theme on the night. The way this offensive line's been blocking, you've had some really nice holes to run through, and you get there in a hurry. It's the way that you're getting there now. It's the patience that you're showing. You know, their offensive line's doing a great job for you, but waiting for all the blockers to step up, it becomes a feel out there, I would imagine. You're starting to feel the things just falling together.
Yeah, you got to do your crossover step so the linemen can get set and block their guys and make sure the hole's open.
It was like a Grandma Riley had sewn you a black cape last night, because I looked down there at one point and it looked like you were wearing a cape because you were carrying a bunch of black jerseys down the football field.
Yeah, I just got to keep driving, got to keep pushing, pound for yards.
Physical football. You like to play physical football.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Carter, the Iceman Isley, 5 touchdowns last night. Did it sink in that you had 5 touchdowns and 288 yards?
No, not really. Until after the game, and people were saying and stuff, just saying how I did and stuff. But you got to give credit to the line, opening up the holes, doing their blocks. It really goes to them.
Yeah, Carter, this offense is really, really good. You guys have a chance to be really, really good, and it is about that offensive line getting those holes started for you. And then you look over at Luke Sarver. When he can fake the handoff like you guys did so well, he is a magician with the football.
Oh, yeah, he's good with the ball. We practice it all the time, that fake handoff, faking it so guys will pursue to me, then he can fake it out to the outside. And
when you're getting tackled and he's got the football, that's a great sign that the play's being ran right.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good sign when they're hitting me, not knowing where the ball's at.
Having Kieran Judge in front of you, here's a guy that, I don't know, it's he's got to be one of the strongest guys on the football team, and he's a battering ram in front of you. It's kind of real comforting to know you got somebody leading the way for you like that.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome having him lead the way to the hole. Big, strong kid, just ramming through kids.
Fifth touchdown of the night. Let's relive that final touchdown that sealed the deal for the Blue Demons.
Here's the handoff. Isley with it over the left side to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley. And Dan, is that number 5 on the night?
Yes, it is. Carter is having a game for the ages. Taking advantage of the fact that the winds really are not conducive for our passing attack. And so Carter just continues to pound and grind.
Carter Isley, 5 touchdowns last night, 288 yards. Carter, congratulations. What a great night for you. And was your dad celebrating a birthday as well?
Yeah, it was his birthday. It was his birthday.
What a great birthday present to give your dad. A Blue Demon win, 288 yards and 5 touchdowns. A little whip topping on top of that cake. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back here. The Blue Demons victorious last night, 53-21. Carter Isley, 288 yards rushing. Albia's offensive line pushing guys around for 453 yards of total offense all on the ground last night. That is some bully type of football. And how about those linebackers? 45 tackles on the night out of those linebackers. A Blue Demon big win over North Polk. Opening of district play, 4-0 are the Blue Demons, 1-0 tonight. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
6-11 to go here. Now be the football. Here's a fake handoff running with it. The bootleg, naked bootleg. Luke Sarver sold that like Big T selling the car on his dealership lot. Sold. Touchdown, Albia.
There we go.
Luke Sarver. Luke, I'm not your father, Sarver, for the Blue Demon touchdown, 52-21. And I'll tell you what, T, he's going to get a job as a salesman someday really, really soon.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and 2 fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Fresh tortilla wraps and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seafirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
There will be a land auction on Monday, September the 22nd at 10:30 in the morning. This 350 acres, more or less, is in Lucas County, and the property is located 5 miles south of Russell on County Payment S56 to 420th Street, then east 1 mile. Terms are 10% down the day of the auction, with balance due at closing January the 14th, 2015. This is a good row crop farm that is in compliance with the USDA guidelines. Go to www.bergrenrealestateandauction.com for more information on this land auction. That's Bergren, B-E-R-G-R-E-N. The seller does reserve the right to accept or reject the final bid.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Great night it was for the Blue Demons, and the final score 53-21. Carter Isley, Brett Freshwater, and Blake Lawless stopping by here. And I want to thank those guys for stopping in. What a great class of young men becoming men. Good football players, but I'm going to tell you what, they are much better people, and that's a compliment to them because they are outstanding kids. And anytime you need something done in the community, and you go to these kids, they'll be there right there to carry the load, and we're really fortunate. And that's the thing that stands tall in our program is the pride that exists in our program, not just to be great football players, but to be great men, and even the managers, the ladies that are in our program, they stand tall. And speaking of standing tall, the game stands tall, and when it's played the Blue Pride way, and it is the Blue Pride weekend, 4:30, the first showing this afternoon. Get there. It is free of charge. It has been paid for by our community, and you need to be a part of it. Wear something blue, and the kids get a free bag of popcorn. At 5:30, we'll start the autograph session. You want to get there early. Coach Farrington has a limited number of prints available. And with a birthday in the books, maybe he'll even sign it with a 50 on there. So, also, we're going to have at 6:30 the pep rally, and Coach Dayton, the players will be there. Come down and shake these guys' hands and pat them on the back and tell them how proud you are of them for representing our community, and not just the way they score points or make tackles, but the way they represent our town as a whole. And again, the second showing 7:30. The varsity will be there. The junior high football players will be there, and you can be there all free of charge. It's paid for, folks. This is a tremendous movie that talks about the value that football can bring to young people in their lives. And when the game stands tall, we all stand tall. And why not do it the Blue Pride way? All right, for Community First Credit Union, we're wishing you the very best here from the Coach's Corner. Have a great Saturday. For Scotty Fryer running the board, he is a magician on this board. He just he's got things going. They talk about execution. He was pushing four buttons at the same time, and he looked like a piano player over here. Have a great Saturday. The Hawks at 11 o'clock kickoff. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll see you next Friday night, 6 o'clock, the pregame show on Friday Night Lights and Blue Demon Football, and we'll take you right to the midnight hour. Don't forget, 10 o'clock, you can join us on Fox 15 as we go to the Coach's the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. It's Jason Summers saying so long. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.